Hey guys, welcome to my kitchen. Sorry if it's messy. Thought I'd show you a little bit of sneak peek into my kitchen. Here is my pantry. I honestly don't know what's actually in here. I didn't actually take a look before I started filming. So this is all the stuff. This isn't all my stuff, but my flatmate's stuff. But this is some of mine and my flatmate's food. So we've got some chia seeds here, organic. We actually brought this from Canada. Can't remember. I think it was Chrissy that brought it, my friend. And then we've got another Canadian product. I think it's Canadian or American, Kraft peanut butter. I don't really eat this a lot, but it's nice to have as a treat. I have here a bag of black turtle beans, which I have yet to open because I've been working through my other beans. I've got here my Tesco brown rice, which I probably should get another one of. Let's go to this side. And then there's some tea, again from Canada, that we brought. For those of you that don't know, I live in London at the moment. So we've got more tea, and then we've got some craisins, again, another Canadian product. And then here underneath, we've got a huge bag of jasmine rice, and then some bran cereal, which I, and a high bran cereal from Asda. But that's one part of the kitchen. Now, actually, maybe I'll show you a little bit of the fridge. So this isn't gonna be 100% vegan because my friend is vegetarian, but here, up here, I don't know why, all our stuff is kind of random. So up here we've got kale, we've got spinach, and we have some sort of, we have more lettuce here. We have some kidney beans that I cooked a few days ago. Apple. I think that's a sweet potato in there. I should probably eat that actually. And then we have some Korean red pepper paste, which I use for soups and stuff. And then this is back here. That's another Korean. It's kind of like miso soup, but it's like a fermented soybean paste, which sounds really disgusting, but it's actually really good. Some strawberries that are not mine. I have some potatoes that I kind of baked yesterday or 2 days ago. Some homemade soup that my roommate made. Some sweet potatoes in the back that are not cooked. And I've got this like random chickpea paste that I made as kind of like a pasta sauce. And I kind of called it the hummus pasta, which I really enjoyed. I could do a video on that. It's high carb, low fat, just basically using chickpeas and not much else. In here we have more veggies that it's really messy, kind of embarrassing actually. We've got some broccoli, some bok choy, some celery. I think this is some other type of bok choy-ness. And then we've got some, my fridge is beeping. Then we've got some tiny little avocados. And I think that's it for there. Got some dairy-free coconut milk, I believe this is. And then I have some like yellow radishes, pickled radishes. That's a Korean kind of product. And then that's not mine. And then we've got some lemon juice. So that is the fridge. More food. Let's see what else is in my kitchen. Oh my god, it's such a mess. Okay. So some of this is not mine, but we've got some lentils here. I think these are green lentils. Yep, green lentils. We have a big bag of red kidney beans, dry. I always try to buy my beans dry and then cook them because it's a lot cheaper and I think it's healthier. And then we've also got dried chickpeas, my favorite. We've got some, I think these are rice vermicelli noodles, very, very delicious. We've got a can of chickpeas as well because I am obsessed. We have a can of Tesco chopped tomatoes. I always like to have like cans of chopped tomatoes or tomato paste or stuff like that because it's delicious and it can be a great base for a lot of things. We've got kelp and lots of kelp. Kelp is great for kind of a vegan way of making soup and flavoring things, like especially Asian style soup. We also have some pearl barley, which I cooked the other day and it was pretty good. I should try it again at some point. But as you can see, I've got a lot of like grains and stuff like that. We usually have pasta as well, but I think we've run out. Oh, up here we have some nori sheets, which is like seaweed for sushi. Here we have a salad mix. My parents brought this from Canada. I haven't really used it much, but it's pretty good. It has kind of like different types of different mixture, savory, like cranberries, like seeds, stuff like that. It's pretty good, but it's a bit salty, so I don't really use it a lot. But we've got a bag of almonds. Again, another thing that I've been trying to like kind of not eat as much of. I still do eat a few. And then I have a thing of sriracha that I made my friend bring me when she was visiting from Canada, because it's really hard to get like find real sriracha here, and I have a severe addiction to sriracha. More stuff. I think this is just kind of random stuff. We've got maple syrup, soy sauce. We have this like fake sriracha, which I don't enjoy that much, that my parents brought me. As you can see, I have some kind of weird thing with sriracha. Oh, we've got some leftover quinoa. And then we have another random bottle of sriracha, which I've used quite a bit of. And then we have more sriracha. That's fake sriracha, by the way. That's not real. When I say fake, I mean like it just doesn't... You can tell the difference here. You can see the pictures are different. When I first got here, pretty much every single thing of sriracha look like this one, but that one is not real and it does not taste the same at all. This is the real stuff, so that's how you fake the real stuff from the fake stuff. Okay, we've got little bottles of maple syrup that my roommate brought when she went back to Canada, and then we have some sesame oil, which is again another kind of Korean product. It's really really good, but I try not to eat too much oil. And then we have some other boring stuff in the back, like vanilla extract and more boring stuff. So I think that's kind of it for food, for what I have. I don't think any of this is mine, but yeah, I mean, that's kind of my food, guys. Hope you guys thought this was kind of helpful or interesting and you got a little view of my kitchen. But yeah, thanks for watching. Bye.